Sorry, battery died. My bad.
Yes, we can probably still get away with all the people to the standards, but there's that step that we always had to take. You know, apply it and get fine. And it's not just the previous board or this board or the board before that. It's been over the years. We go back, we go down there and find out whether, I don't know whether it was the county or this association that didn't have it, but sure did. There was some money that we spent every year to have those filings. So I know the money was spent.
But they verify?
It costs like $50-something dollars to file a document. So I know it happened.
You think that might be online services?
Anyway, I'm gonna go into that. So to answer your other question, I think the standards have been updated on many occasions, and I think they're very close to being where they need to be. They can always be addressed. The CCNRs are very much outdated. We need to figure out how to get those updated. I think electronic voting is the way to get started on that. We can't achieve it that way. I think Mr. Teeter's been working on a process to perhaps figure out a way to get those updated. The problem with when you update things like that is like updating the Constitution. We have opinions, we have agendas. So if you update that document, it's going to be the people who were there deciding on it at that time, their agenda gets put in there. So it's a very tricky question when you start talking about things like that that are that difficult to change and that mean that much rule of law. So we have to be careful when we do that. But they are outdated and they need to be updated.
And you know standards because you were involved in that.
Several times, but but the CCNR is something we have not been able to update for years and they need to be fixed.
Right.
So
on those ARs that we have, in the past, we used to have them normally sequentially. They went up through 45 or something like that.
45.
And now the procedure has been changed whereby the ARs, some of them are not numbered at all. And one of them's got a number of 2010 or something like that. It's not going with our previous method of doing that. It makes it, at least for me, harder to track what was going in a nice sequential way. Would you be inclined to look at the procedures and see, is there a reason we should go with the random terms of it now, or go back and put them in a sequential, continue that sequential order?
Well, I don't know. It's something you have to look at. I mean, a board has to get together with the staff and find out why it's done that way. Maybe a perfectly legitimate reason. Maybe they all need to be relooked at.
You would be willing to.
Sure, that's the duty of the board. Yeah. That's what the duty of the board is. So your other question, I'll make the same question.
Well, yes, on this. The other one about the transparency.
Yes.
Trying to get the priority of getting them back on the website, either through the website or the portal.
So there's some of you here that can probably attest to the fact that I was on the board, was one of the proponents of adding to the standards, or to the bylaws, excuse me, the Public Meetings Act, the Open Meetings Act, that we comply to that as a board. And that was put in bylaws and voted by the community. That's one of the things that we wanted to put in there. In addition to that, the Communications Committee and the board worked to get all of our information on the website. And we should have it on the website. Well, you should be able to get access to it by just walking in here. That's the law. Okay, it is a fact that you have to be able to get a copy of any information we have, including these recordings. If you want a copy of the recording of the meeting tonight, are you recording it?
It's over here.
Okay, so that recording is open to the public. You can come down and ask for a copy of it. Now, they have a right to charge you a small fee, but we should do that. We fought hard to get that all done. Get the website updated, keep it updated, and I suspect it has to do with the transition for Spectrum, which, as you know, I am wondering why that hasn't happened. I know it's a big job, but we got to hold our staff and ourselves to the same standard. We got to make sure that they're doing what they said they're going to do. So I'll ask those questions, you know that. I have in the past. I've got a lot of envy because of it, but I've also got, I got my answers.
So you've mentioned that you have been on the borough board before, several times. So what makes you run again? What kind of things are you seeing that you are motivated to come back to try to perhaps make a difference?
That's a very good question. Back in 2002, I was asked that question. And I told him, I don't know why anybody would want this job. And to be honest, it is probably the most difficult job that you'll ever do. Because there's not a thing you can do to, you'll please half the people half the time, and you'll please the other half the time. So you can't do anything right, you can't do anything wrong. It just depends on who you're talking to it today. And to answer the question on the Facebook and we have a Facebook account. We should only publish correct information on there and not react.
Right.
And Nextdoor is the same way. Don't react to these people because they're just trying to goad you into making you look serious lately. Because whenever you post something out there that is an untruth, it's gonna come to light. And you're gonna feel like a fool. Because I've done it. Everybody has, okay? You posted something out there without thinking and find out later on that these people have good intentions at heart. Okay, they do. And they don't always do the right thing. They try to, but it's hard. Especially when somebody on there is talking about their mother, okay, or their children, or their family, or something else. And believe me, I've been called baby killer. I'm not kidding. Several years ago, when we talked about taking the lifeguards out of the pool, I had a lady stand right here in this room and call me, the head of the committee, a baby killer. Because I didn't care about their kids.
And we had.
But I'm back because I want to see things happen. I want to continue what's going on with this.
What kind of things?
Like, can you get a little more? I want to see us actually break down on a restroom in the park. I mean, we've been working on that for how many years?
Three, six, four, five, whatever.
I want to see us actually. I want to be one of the guys pushing the shovel in the ground. Okay. I also want to make sure that this Spectrum thing happens. And happens right. I want to be part of that. I want to see what's going on inside and be able to let you people know what's out there. I've sat on that side many times, and I can get as much done out here by asking these kind of questions as I just don't get the daily or the weekly updates that I need to make the right decisions. You don't get enough information, and you can't. It's just impossible unless you go and spend the time that they do. Okay? And trust me. That question is great because you will spend a lot of time. It's at least an hour a day. And if you're doing your homework to prepare for these meetings, you shouldn't be reading these reports when you get here. These reports are supposed to be delivered to the board a week in advance. All of them. You should do your research and write down all the information you have and come back and ask your questions then. But preferably ask the questions then before you get here. So they have answers, because you don't want to embarrass them. At the same time, you want them to have the answers so they can answer to you. Okay. So to be honest, I like to be involved. I hate to lose. I'm a very competitive person. I can't help it. This is where, and I just want to be involved, and I want to see the continuing improvements that we've made to continue. I'd like to answer the question about the fences, because so one of the things that was said in here is that the board changed the fact that the fences. Can you keep that question?
Yeah.
Can you read that part about the board changing?
The prior board of directors changed the responsibility of who is responsible for the maintenance, repair, and replacement of the fences.
That's good. So, thank you. I was on the board that changed it the first time. from 8 up to 8 or 17, I disagreed with this. And I was right after the board had changed it, I think two times after the board had changed it, the second time on AR 32. And we did not change the rule, okay? And we have a lawyer present, I can tell you. What we did was we interpreted the rule. And the rule was interpreted as the meaning of maintenance. Okay, so there's a very fine line. But our legal staff, which we will go talk to, and anybody up here that makes a decision without talking to a legal staff in that respect, is crazy, because they're putting themselves at risk. So we have to go to legal and get them involved. Otherwise, you're making decisions that you don't know about, first off, and that may put you personally at risk, because you're only protected from risk if you're trying to do the right thing and you have all the information that you do. So I can tell you the board did not change the rule. That's a CCNR that needs to be updated.
You just changed the interpretation.
We interpreted.
Right, so and I've been here since this village started, right. And originally it was understood that the homeowners association was going to be responsible for all the fences.
No, that was the interpretation at that time, and I can
tell you, that's what
the Supreme Court does every day. They interpret the Constitution, okay? And we just interpreted, as the ruling body, they interpreted that, and we did an AR. So there's nothing to say that the new board can't come in and readdress it. However, it's very, very, very expensive to change it. And because you're going to have to not only go back and you're going to have to change it to or take responsibility for all the repairs, but you're going to have to go back and pay all these people that repaired it in the past. Because they're going to want their valuable money back because you were ultimately responsible. You just accepted responsibility for something. So you're basically putting them in place in bankruptcy. So what you need to do is have a plan to how you're going to implement something different.
It was their point to us.
And that's maybe the case, but I'm sorry, I don't want to carry, I don't want to take this away. Anyway, I just wanted to get that cleared up.
Thanks a lot, I appreciate that.
I know it looks bad for the board members, but you've got to remember that they make all these decisions, not at night, in dark rooms, but with all the information that they have, and they can't necessarily share with you.
Kevin, then how come it says, we read on there where it says that the association has the authority to get a special assessment to take care of the fences. So if it wasn't the homeowners association responsibility to take care of the fences, why is it in there that says that?
Guys, Kevin's not going to be going into all of these policies.
I don't want to go
into it. It's a campaign thing. So ask your question.
But
he can't answer that because he doesn't have the information. You guys at the committee have to be more fair to these candidates.
I'm not asking as a committee, I'm just asking as a whole.
But you're on the committee.
The board has the right to do a special assessment for anything.
No,
specifically for the fences. Such as the fences.
We read it on there.
That's more of an example. Any other questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The House cannot please Billy Teaser, who is on the board at the present time. Good luck, Billy.
My name is Billy Teeter. I like to walk around too. I've been sitting there a long time. So we bought our home near West Creek a little bit over a year ago as well. And we looked everywhere, all over the city, north, south, east, and west. We didn't rule any boundary of San Antonio we didn't rule anything out. Somebody said, you should go look at Alamo Ranch. That's the hotness over there. Go to Alamo Ranch. So we went to Alamo Ranch. And we were like, oh, these are pretty nice houses. They cut down all the trees, but they got some nice houses over there. And then when we started looking at the amenities, we were like, they're okay. I mean, they're kind of small, but and then when we found out what the assessment rate was, we were like, we need to go somewhere else. The first one was $800. It was $800 a year. And we were like, wow. Are they going to come wash my car on the weekends? And my grass? So We moved down. We moved down, and this was our next area, was in the street. And I fell in love with it from the moment I drove in. The trees were just gorgeous and beautiful. And we put a bid in on our first house, and then somebody else put bids in, and then we got in a bidding war, and we lost that bidding war. So we looked around West Creek some more. We found another house in West Creek. We put a bid in on that house, and he thought his house and stuff was a little more than it was really worth, and we couldn't come to terms. So I canceled out of that deal. So we found a third house in West Creek, which is where we're living now. And obviously that worked out great. I'm also in the military. I'm in my 19th year. My retirement paperwork is in. I don't have orders yet, but hopefully they'll get this in gear very rapidly. I'm trying to end it this year and officially retire 1 January 18th. So and with all my vacation time and everything, I could be done in August. I have 8 kids. My wife and I have 8 kids. We're a blended family of his, hers, and then others. My 2 youngest daughters are right here. We adopted them a bunch of years ago now when they were like 3 and 5, just turned 5 or something. They're our joy. We have kids all over the country, from Delaware to South Carolina to Florida, Louisiana, Texas. She's in Corpus Christi. She's wrapping up her senior year. When I came here, I much like Mr. Cleveland over here, wanted to get in and figure out what's going on in the community. I think a lot of people with military backgrounds have a sense of community service. You know, we've given a lot to our country, and we enjoyed it. And I too have been in Iraq multiple times. At one point in our lifetime, I used to tell people when they'd ask me where I lived, I said, I live in Iraq. And every other year I visited my family in Texas, because that's what it felt like. But I'm married to a super woman right here, because all those years I was deployed, she did all of her work and my work and took care of the kids and did everything. So she's a superhero. Very blessed. I started coming to the committees. Gene's committee was the first one I ever went to. It was an art committee. And they looked at me kind of strange, because they normally don't get visitors to that, but it's a public meeting, and anybody can go in and sit down and listen to it. You can't join that committee. It's the only committee we have that you can't just say, I want to join the committee, and you're on it. You have to be appointed by the board, and they're full up, but you can visit every single week. They have them every Tuesday at 6, at 4:30. They almost slip with the 6 p.m. And it was very educational, because I didn't know the standards and I didn't know the rules, and you get a close and personal understanding of what the community is being held to, and it's educational. So that was great, and I joined the communications committee, and much like Kevin, I've been on all the committees at some point in time over the last year, and it's all educational. So I wasn't on the board. If you don't know my personal story, I wasn't on the board. I didn't get on the board until the end of October, this 16. There was an opening. One of the board members couldn't be on the board, decided not to be on the board anymore, and they had an opening. And the board came to me and asked me if I would consider filling that spot. So I stepped in just to fill the term. So now that seat is up for re-election. This time, and I've only been on the board since the beginning of November. And what else? That's good. I guess questions.
How do you feel